Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Okay, so this is a seated Qigong session. Something slightly different. If you do want to do it standing, you are more than welcome to, because all of the exercises can be done in standing. And if you are standing, it will be in Wuji. So where your feet are sort of between hip and shoulder width apart, and then you've got a nice elongated spine, your knees are just unlocked, and your crown of the head is facing the heavens or the universe, and your feet are connected to the ground through kidney one, the soles of your feet. So that's Wuji, that's for standing. For seated, I mean, a dining chair is probably best, an armless dining chair, but if you don't have one of those on the edge of a bed, I mean, settee would work as well, something a little bit softer, but yeah, anything that you can sit on will be fine. Just coming slightly forward, particularly if you're on a dining chair, coming slightly forwards, so that your back is self-supporting if possible, but if that's not possible, then again, that's fine. And just making sure that your knees and your ankles are in line with each other, and that your feet are firmly rooted to the ground, so nice, and then just again, the head is facing the heavens or the universe, and that should be your seated position. And you'll stay in this position for most of the time. I don't think there's any of the exercises where you're going to be moving your feet, well, there are a couple of foot exercises, but nothing where you'll be moving the position of the foot in terms of doing the exercise like we do with standing, sometimes with the back stance or horse riding. Okay, so even the warm-up is going to be done seated, so something slightly different. So just checking in with your body, just noticing how you're feeling. If you want to, just taking a couple of deep breaths, or you can keep in the natural breath, whatever feels good for you. Checking in, noticing any areas of tension, noticing how you're feeling. And the warm-up is similar in many ways to the standing warm-up, and then we're going to start in the head and working our way down to the feet. So we're going to gently roll the head in a circle. So with this, we're just going to roll our head to one side, down in front, to the other side, taking the head back slightly, and then repeating that. So only if it feels comfortable. If you'd rather it doesn't feel comfortable, if your neck ache and you don't want to be doing this, then just doing our usual warm-up and just doing the circling the nose around the clock face. I'm just going to do another one this direction. Pausing and then going back in the other direction. And it may make you, it may feel slightly dizzy, so it may make you feel slightly dizzy, so just being very aware of that and being very careful. And doing one more. And then coming back to seated or to, starting position. And we're just going to roll the shoulders, so taking the shoulders up, back, down and forwards. Just going to repeat this a few times in one direction, so up, back, down and forwards. Doing one more. And then going the other way. So going up, forwards, down and back. Up, forwards, down and back. Just doing a few more in this direction. Doing one more. And then we're going to do a little bit more shoulder rolling, but we're going to do it with short limbs. So this takes the pressure off the joints, actually. So it's quite a nice way if you've got, if you don't want to put your arms out to the side, or you haven't got room to put your arms out to the side, and just putting your hands on your shoulders, and then just taking it, using your elbows and the upper arm, just to circle your shoulders forwards. So you're not using the whole arm, so it does take a little bit of pressure off the joint, the shoulder joint. Doing one more in this direction, and then moving your
upper arm and your elbows. Obviously your lower arms are following, but yeah, in the other direction. And just doing one more. And just circling your elbows and your wrists at the same time. Circling, just circling the forearms around the elbows and then doing the other way. So you're opening up the joints, you're opening up the wrist joint, you're opening up the elbow joint, we're opening up the shoulder joint. So just now placing your hands on your knees and then just circling your upper body in one direction. It doesn't matter which direction you're going in. Small, gentle circles, because it's only the warm-up. And then circling it in the other direction. In one more circle. Coming back to center. We're going to interlace our hands, the palms facing the chest. We're going to turn the hands to the palms now face outwards and then just push out. So we're going to stretch across the back of the upper back and then coming back and turning your hands as you're coming back so the palms end up facing the chest. And then pushing forwards again so your palms are facing out. Starting, coming back to the starting position, palms facing the chest. Doing a few more of these. You want to add a breath. You exhale as you push forward, as you extend your arms, and you inhale as you come back. Just doing two more. When you finish the last one, going back to center and then just keeping your fingers interlaced. Going to now taking your hands, you're going to drop your hands a little bit and you're going to take them above your head. So you're going to bring them up the chest, start to turn the hands so that they're and yeah, facing upwards. So the palms now face upwards and you can either just take it just above the head if that feels good for you or try and extend it all the way up. So we're now extending the upper body and then coming back down. Up again. And inhale as you move up. Exhale as you move down, just letting your elbows drop down to the side of the body. Just doing two more. Back to the starting position. Now we're just going to do the same movement with our hands, so going overhead, and then we're going to lean to the right, coming back down to center, and then going up and lean to the left. So coming up, lean to the right, back to center, and lean, and coming back down towards the chest. Back up, so you're turning your hands over, leaning to the left. And coming back down. We're going to do two more on each side. Taking up, leaning to the right, coming down. You want to add the breath, it's inhale up and stretching to the side, and exhale coming down. One more on each side. And then just dropping your hands or unlacing your fingers. So this next one is stirring the pot. So we're going to have your hands holding the chair or holding something, or holding the edge of the bed or the edge of the settee, whatever you're sitting on. And then just lift one foot, just gently off the ground. Now you've got two options. You can either lift the foot off the ground and then stir the pot, so just doing a circle with your foot one way and then the other. Or if it's uncomfortable to take your foot off the ground, your hip flexors aren't letting you do that, then just literally take the heel off the ground and then just rub the toe on the floor. So doing that. So whichever, and if you're standing in Wuji, then this could be a balance exercise. So just moving in direction of one, moving your foot in one direction and back into the other direction. Putting that leg down, that foot down, and then swapping feet and doing the same. Circling in one direction and circling in the other direction. Now we're going to just circle our ankles. So again, we can either keep our toes on the ground for this one, or just lifting the toes off the ground and then just circle around the ankle. Do it in one direction and then in the other direction. Putting that foot on the ground and swapping feet. And then in the other direction. Now we're just going to wake the chi. So we're just getting a little bit of tapping down the inside of the arm, up the outside of the arm. Just doing this a few times on one arm. It doesn't matter which arm you're tapping because we're just going to swap arms in a minute. Doing one more down and up. And then swap arms. This helps sort of wake the, so you're activating your chi, you're waking the chi up, waking the meridians up. And then we're just going to move to do our same on our legs. So down the inside of the legs. If you can only make it to the thigh, that's fine. If you can go all the way to your feet, that's fine. And then coming back up the outside of the legs. Down the inside, up the outside, and repeating it twice more. And when you finish the last one, going back up to the seating position or your standing position, whichever you're doing this set in. And then we're just going to do something called trembling horse. So basically, just relax. Just starting with your shoulders, just trembling a little bit, a little bit of a shimmy shake. So do get your arms moving a little bit. You might even get your legs moving a little bit if you're seated. Certainly your bottom will be moving a bit. And just relaxing everything as you tremble. And I'm just going to gather the chi, so taking your arms out to the side. Overhead and bringing your hands, palms facing down towards the lower dantian, the lower abdomen. Just repeating that one more time. And then just pausing at the end and noticing how you're feeling. Do you feel any different from when we started, or do you feel exactly the same? Okay, so now that we've done the warm-up, we are going to start seated Qigong set. So it's the same positioning, so if you're seated, it's the same positioning as you did with the warm-up, and if you're standing in Wuji, it's exactly the same positioning as you would do, as we talked through in the warm-up. So just starting with your hands on your lap, if you're seated. You're standing, you put your hands on your thighs for this if you want, or just having them down both beside you. And you're just going to be doing some spinal breathing. So as you breathe out, just round the spine, pushing it back. And as you breathe in, arch the spine. Just looking up if that feels comfortable, looking straight ahead. Be very careful of your lower back when you're arching the spine. Breathing out, curving around in the spine, breathing in, arching the spine. Just doing this in time with your own breath. It's a really nice one for sort of the overall circulation of the spine. It's also quite nice for warming up your body, although we've already done quite a few exercises to warm up our body. That's the sort of thing you could do maybe first thing in the morning if you wanted to, just gently waking up the spine. And just doing one more. And then coming back to center. As always, we'll have a couple of breaths in between each of the exercises. I'm going to be doing the seated energy ball. So you're going to have, as if you're holding a ball, you're going to have one hand at the chest level, palms facing down, and the other hand around about the stomach level, palm facing up. So you can make your ball smaller if you want to. So you're, you know, maybe 15 centimetres, 6 inches apart, or you make it slightly bigger. So we're going to twist the torso to the right with the holding the ball. Coming back to centre. And then twist the torso to the left. Coming back to centre. Basically, that's what we're doing. We're just twisting the torso from right through center to left. And just noticing any sensations as you're in your ball, your energy ball that you're holding as you twist from one side to the other. Is it the same on both sides or is it slightly different? Want to add the breath, it's inhale as you twist, exhale as you come back to center. Inhale, twist, exhale, back to center. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. One more on each side. And then just dropping the ball of energy. Now this is Lift the Sky. There are many variations of Lift the Sky, so this is a new variation for me. So placing the hands at the lower dantian, palms facing down. So the fingers are also facing each other. Then push your hands outwards and turn so your fingers are pointing up now, but the palms are facing out. Then taking them overhead. So with the palms facing upwards. And then exhale as you bring them down the side. So back to that starting position, palms facing down. Fingers pointing towards each other. Inhale as you turn your hands. Palms now face outwards, fingers face up. Keep going up, overhead, palms face upwards over your head, and then just bring your hands down to the side. So palms facing down, fingers facing each other, turning your hands out and up, so the palms are now facing outwards, fingers facing upwards. Taking your hands overhead, the palms are now facing the sky, fingers back to facing each other. And then down each side. We'll do one more before we add the full breath in, because I've already given the exhale. So palms facing downwards, fingers facing each other, turning your hands. So the palms are now facing outwards and the fingers are facing up. Turning your hands over the head. Palms face upwards, fingers facing each other again. The middle fingers face each other and then down. So everything bar the downward movement is on an inhale. So start with your palms facing down, fingers facing each other, taking your hands out as you inhale, moving up over the head on the inhale, palms are now facing up to the sky, and exhale as you come down the side. So palms are downwards, inhale as you move your hands, so the palms are facing forwards, fingers facing upwards, taking the hands over your head, palms facing up to the sky, fingers facing each other, and exhale as you move down the side. We're doing two more in time with your own breath. Palms out, fingers up, overhead, palms to the sky, and then exhale. And the last one, palms facing down, turning the hands, palms facing forwards, fingers up, overhead, palms facing upwards, and then down the side. And then pausing at the end for a couple of breaths. We're doing waterfall. So with waterfall, we're going to start with our hands on our thighs, on our lap. And just raising the hands above the head, but keeping the wrists and the fingers very loose. So the wrists and the fingers are, well, the fingers are facing downwards. Taking them down above your head, taking them above your head. Not all the way above you, not extending your arms fully, but just above your head. And then as you come down, just having the fingers pointing upwards. And then coming back down to the fingers on, hands on the lap. So moving our hands up, our wrists are loose, our fingers are pointing downwards and they're very loose. And then we get to our the top of where we're moving, turn the fingers, so the fingers are now pointing up. And then just coming down the side. Coming down in front, I should say. Solid to the left. Coming up. Above the head, gripping the hands so that fingers are now pointing upwards. And then coming down in front. Starting position. Let's repeat this a few times. Inhale, coming up. Loose fingers, relaxed fingers, gripping the hands. Exhale as you come down. Inhale as you come up with those loose fingers, so your fingers are pointing to the ground. Flip your hands, the fingers are now pointing to the sky, and exhale as you come down. Just doing two more in time with your own breath. And then just pausing when you finish that last one. And we're polishing the window. So we've got our hands, the arms are slightly extended with this one. So the arms are about, your hands are about chest level and arms are slightly extended. With this exercise, the further you extend the arms, the more challenging it can be for your shoulders. So if you know you've got sore shoulders, then bring the arms in closer to the chest. And we're going to be moving initially in a clockwise position. So we're going to move into the right first. Both hands will move in sync. So your hands are about body width apart and you're just going to move them in sync. So going just around. There's no breath rhythm for this one. So just, it's just a circle as if you're polishing the window. Keep going in clockwise position. Doing one more in this direction. And when you finish that one, change direction and repeat, going anti-clockwise or counterclockwise. So if you wanted to, you could extend your arms slightly. You're not going to lock your elbows at all, but you can extend your arms, but it does put a bit more pressure on the shoulders. Just doing one more. And it's coming back to the starting position, the central position, or the center position when we finish. Now we're doing one of the many circulating the chi exercises that there are. So with this one, we're going to start with one hand in front of our chest, palm facing the chest, and the other hand in front of the dantian, palm facing the dantian, which is the lower abdomen area. And what we're doing is we're going to take the upper hand, take it out of the circle. As we do so, just turning it so the palm moves down, turns down, and then making a circle coming down towards the lower dantian. And as you do that, you're bringing your upper hand up the starting position. So your upper hand now is where the first hand was, and your lower hand is where the second hand was. So you're now changing positions. And again, taking the upper hand, turning it so the palm faces down, doing that circle. And as it comes back in towards the lower dantian, the lower abdomen, the other hand moves up. And it's just a circle. So you've got one circle followed by another circle. So yeah, so you're just circulating. As it says on the tin, you're circulating the chi. There isn't a breath rhythm with this, it's a natural breathing. Just doing a slow, gentle circles. It's a continuous circle. So as one hand, top hand sort of starts going forwards and down, the bottom hand starts coming up. Doing two more full circles. And then when you finish, just coming back to the central position. So now we're doing big bear stretch, which we've done quite a few times before. It is quite a strong stretch, and it is good for the neck and the shoulders, but it's also quite taxing on the neck and the shoulders. So we're just going to start, obviously if it gets too much, then just stop. We're going to start by just putting our hands in loose fists. So that's the start of it. And taking your hands out to the side, fully extending your arms, and then just bending your forearms. So they're coming up. So they're now the fists are facing forward slightly. So this is a cactus position. So if you've done yoga, this is the cactus position. So what we're doing with this is our big bear is going to now close his paws or her paws by bringing the elbows and the hands in towards the center. So if they touch, that's great. If they don't touch, that's also fine. And then back out. So open up, bring a nice big stretch. Coming back into center. And then opening up. And just repeat, so you exhale as you come back into center, and then you inhale as you open. So you might feel a stretch across your chest, exhale coming back into center, and a stretch across the back as you exhale into center, and inhale stretching across the chest as you open up, and also your shoulder blades sort of moving towards each other as you stretch as well. So it's expansion and contraction. Doing a few more in time with your own breath. Inhale, stretching. Exhale, closing up.
One more.
And finishing in the closed position. And then coming back down, just dropping your arms down, either by the side or down onto your lap. Buddha holds up the earth. So we're going to start with the backs of our hands, facing our thighs, palms facing upwards. I'm just going to bring your hands up. Bring them up. You start getting towards the chest level, start twisting them. Now your fingers can still be touching or they can be just slightly further apart. Twisting them all the way over so that the palms are now facing upwards. And then just extending up as far as feels comfortable for you. And then just coming down, so keeping the hands in the same position, and then start to twist them. Twisting as they come down through the chest, through the stomach area, so that the backs of the hands are facing the thighs when you reach the bottom. So repeating that, coming up, starting to twist. When you get around about the chest level, keep twisting so the palms are facing upwards, facing the sky. Stretching as far as feels comfortable, and then coming back down. Starting to twist when you get to around about the head level, keeping on twisting as you move down through the chest, so the backs of the hands are now facing the thighs when you finish. Let's do a couple more of that before we introduce the breath. So coming up, twisting over. So Buddha is holding up the earth when he puts his hands up towards the sky, and then coming down, just facing the backs of the hands facing the thighs. Do one more and then we'll introduce the breath. So if you can only just reach above your head or just to your head, that's absolutely fine. So always work within your own range of movement. So the breath is inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Doing two more in time with your own breath. And then when you've finished, either keep your hands on your lap or down by the side. That's good for you. Now we're doing the fountain. So with the fountain, we're going to have the backs of the hands touching initially. And then we'll pull them apart slightly. And then the fingers are facing downwards. So we're going to move up. Stomach, lower abdomen, stomach to the chest until the point where the hands naturally split apart, and then just bringing the hands up and down the side as if they were making a fountain. So again, starting again at the bottom, backs of the hands facing each other. If it's easier for you proprioception wise, you want to know where your body is, etc. Just touching your hands so you know where they are, and then just splitting them a little bit further apart. Coming up and a save, when the hands naturally want to move apart, which is around about the chest level, then just having that fountain where the hands come up either side and move down the side. So down, backs of the hands facing each other, up the middle, open your hands out and coming down the side. Doing one more before we introduce the breath. So the breath is inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Just doing two more in time with your own breath. And then it's coming back to that starting position when you've finished. and we're doing trees. Tree sways in the wind. So we're going to have our hands lower abdomen level, but slightly further out, as if we were holding the lower tree level. And then we're going to be twisting our body. So our fingers can be initially starting and then pulling them apart slightly. Just twist the body to the right. Come up the side with your hands. Twist the body back to center as you bring your hands overhead. And then just splitting your arms and laterally bringing them down to the sides. Starting again at the lower abdomen, palms facing the lower abdomen. Twist into the left. Bring your hands up the left side. You're not actually touching, you're pulling it a few inches away from your body and coming up overhead, twisting to the front, and then splitting the arms down the sides. So back to the right side, so palms facing the lower abdomen, up the side of the body, overhead, turning to the front, and just splitting your arms. And back, turning to the left, coming up the side, overhead, turn to the front, and let the arms drop down the side. As if you're a tree canopy. So coming to the side, to the right side, inhale as we move to the right side and come up and overhead, and exhale as we come down the side. So arms come overhead and down the side. Up to the center. Inhale as you twist to the left, bring your hands up, overhead. Exhale as you bring your hands down the side. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. We're going to move into the left first. On the inhale, up, overhead, back to center, exhale. And just keep going on the other side. So you're just swapping sides each time. So doing a few in time with your own breath. One more on each side. And then when you finish, just letting your hands either sit on the lap or down the side. How we're doing cloudy hands. So we're going to start with both our hands facing body. So one will be facing the chest, one will be both the palms, one's facing the chest, one's facing the lower abdomen. Then we're going to turn the upper hand, turn it round so the palm is facing out, and then twist it slightly, push it around slightly so it's now facing its own elbow, as it were. And then the lower hand, we're just going to twist that or move it slightly, so rather than twist, we're just going to move it, so flex it so it's actually now, the palm is now facing the direction of the upper hand, so both palms are facing in the same direction. We're going to move to the right side, move to the right side, move your hands, change your hands over, so your left hand is now your upper hand, your right hand is your lower hand, and then move across to the left side, changing direction with the hands, changing position of the hands, moving to the right side, change hand positions, move to the left side. So exhale, sorry, inhale when you change hands, exhale somewhere through the center. So inhale when you change your hands, exhale through the center. Do one more on each side. back to the starting position for a few breaths. Now we're doing pebble in the pond. So for pebble in the pond, we're going to start with our hands chest level, but palms facing down. Basically, it's as if you've thrown a pebble in the pond, so you're basically going to push your arms out and then coming back to the starting position. Push your palms out and then you're going to circle them so they come back to starting positions. As if you're doing a breaststroke, really. Pushing out, coming. Each arm moves out to the side and comes back to the starting position. So you exhale as you push your hands forward and inhale as you come back towards the starting position. Exhale, pushing your hands forward. Inhale as you're coming back, circling back round to the starting position. Doing a few more in time with your own breath. One more. When you finish, just dropping your hands down. Now we're lifting the ball. This exercise moves across the midline. So we're going to start with both palms facing up on the thighs, just having them on the thighs, both palms facing upwards. And we're going to move one hand across the diagonal, so across the body. And how far you go is within your own range of movement. So you may just go just across the body, or you may actually put a slight twist in and go a bit further across. So it's whatever feels comfortable for you. So you've got a bigger twist, as if you're heading towards the back of your body or the back of your shoulders, that opposite shoulder coming back to the center. And the same on the other side. Let's say you can either go just the diagonal, or you can twist around a bit more if you wish to. Whatever feels comfortable for you, and then back to center. Repeating with the left hand, going towards the right side, and then back to center. Right hand moves across the left side, and back to center. So inhale as you lift your hand, or lift the ball, which is in your hand, coming back to center. On the exhale and inhale as you move to the other side. And exhale as you come back to center. And just doing a few more in time with your own breath. One more on each side. And then just coming back to center and pausing for a couple of breaths. Now we're doing crane flying across the belly. So if it feels comfortable, this one is you're going to be moving your torso just slightly forwards as if it's heading towards your thighs, but how far it goes is entirely up to you. And then taking your arms down in front of your lower legs and inhale, keeping your torso where it is. Inhale as you take your arms out to the side. Exhale as you come back
the starting position. If you're standing doing this, then you may want to stand in what's known as tabletop, or tabletop is quite, might be quite extreme for some people. So tabletop is literally you're bent over fully. So you're bent over, so you've got, your back is flat, it's like a tabletop. But if that doesn't feel comfortable, then just coming a bit more upright. And the same with your seated. So if you're only able to move it just a tiny bit forwards, and then do that. It's always good to keep your core activated as well, because it helps to keep your body stable and also helps your lower back. If you want to, you can move your torso even further close to your thighs. Take your arms out to the side on the inhale, and coming back on the exhale. So your crane is flying across the belly. Just doing two more. And then coming back up to the starting position. Now we're going to do crane walks across the moor. There are many crane movements, but these two are quite nice ones to do. So with this one, we're going to mimic how a crane walks. So we're going to start by lifting our leg, pointing our toes towards the ground, and extending the leg, pushing the toes upwards, and then taking the foot towards the ground, touching the ground, and then pulling your foot back. Now, if that's a step too far, then what I would suggest you do is just lift your heel off the floor, extend your leg forwards with your toes still on the ground, and then just bring your toes back, and then drop your heel at the end of that movement. So the full movement is lifting your foot off the ground, flexing, so your toes are pointing to the ground. Then extend your leg, toes pointing upwards, lower your leg, toes touching the ground, and then just pulling your toes along the ground back to the starting position. Like I say, if you're doing it and you cannot lift your foot off the ground, or you can only maybe just do one leg, then just pushing your foot, just lifting your heel, pushing your foot forward as far as you feel comfortable, and then coming back. So lifting foot off the ground, toes pointing to the ground, extend the leg, toes pointing upwards, putting the leg towards the floor, toes on the floor, pulling them back. So we'll hold on to the chair, or you can if you want to, actually just not hold your hands on the, not hold the chair, and just activate your core. It's very good for the core exercise, this one, and good for the hip flexors. So extend, lift your knees, point your toes to the ground, extend your leg, toes pointing upwards, leg towards the ground, toes on the ground, pulling them back. So it's inhale as you bring your leg up, exhale as you extend, and push your foot on the ground and bring it back. Inhale, leg up, toes pointing, exhale, extend, and then down into the floor, and bringing it back. Just doing a few more, in time with your own breath. So inhale, toes pointing down as you lift your knees. Exhale, toes pointing up, and then bringing your leg down towards the ground, and the toes touching the ground, and pulling, running along the ground as you pull your leg back in. Doing a few more. One more on each side. And then just pausing. And we're going to be centering. We're going to start with our
left hand, or sorry, our right hand on our lap, palm facing upwards, and take our left hand out to the side overhead and just bring it down the midline with the thumb facing the body. So your palm is facing your right side of your body, right elbow. So you're coming back down and then swap positions. So now your left hand is on the lap, palm facing upwards, and your right hand is coming out to the side, down the midline, and then taking place. And now the left hand is moving down the midline. That right hand moves out to the side. It's sort of almost like a semicircle, and then comes down the midline back to the starting point. So inhale as you come, do your circle. Exhale as you come down the midline. Inhale, circle. Exhale, down the midline. Just doing a couple more. Time with your own breath. One more on each side. And then back to the starting position. Penultimate exercise is holding the dantian. So just bringing your hands in front of the dantian, the lower abdomen. Palms facing upwards, the fingertips touching. And just feel as if you're carrying maybe a big beach ball. If you don't want a big beach ball, maybe something slightly smaller. And just breathe in and out through your nose. And just try and relax everything as you're breathing. Relaxing your shoulders, relax your back, your hips, your arms, your hands, your upper legs, your lower legs, and your feet. Taking a few rounds of breath here and just relax. As we've circulated and activated and circulated a lot of chi, final exercise is releasing the chi. So this one is one of the across the body exercises. So we're going to be bringing our hands up in front of our body, and then we're going to be having our right hand heading towards our left shoulder and our left hand heading towards our right shoulder. Not actually touching, but just heading towards. So you've got your hands crossed around about chest level, palms facing your body, turning your palms out, and then just pushing away, just releasing the chi. So crossing the arms again, hands facing their opposite shoulders, palms facing the shoulders, turn the palms out, and then pushing away. Doing two more. So inhale as you come up and cross your arms, palms facing your shoulders, turn your palms outwards, and exhale as you push away. And then just doing one more. When you've finished, just relaxing, just checking in with your body, just seeing how you are. And I hope you've enjoyed this seated Qigong session.